The Legend of Knockgraffon. Once upon a time in Ireland, there was a poor man called Lusmore. He had a great hump on his back. Although he was a kind, good man who worked hard, his ugly hump made people scared of him. Now, one evening, Lusmore was walking home across the fields. He was very tired walking because of the weight of the great hump upon his back, so he sat down to rest. After a few minutes, he heard a strange and wild melody. He thought that he had never heard such beautiful music before. Immediately, he knew that it must be fairy music. The words of the song were these: Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. Then there would be a moment's pause, and the round of melody went on again. Lusmore listened carefully for a long time. Although it was truly beautiful, he began to get tired of hearing the same words sung over and over again. So in the pause after the Monday, Tuesday had been sung three times, he sang himself and added the words, and Wednesday. And then he went on singing with the other voices, adding his new part each time. Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, and so on. Now the fairies, when they heard this addition to the tune, they were so delighted that they magically carried Lusmore to them. They celebrated his great addition to their song, and then they used fairy magic to put him into a deep sleep. When he awoke, he found that it was daylight. He stood up and almost fell down again with the shock. Then he put his hand behind to feel for his hump, but it was completely gone. The fairies had taken his hump. Soon everyone in the countryside had heard of how the fairies had taken Lusmore's hump. One morning, as Lusmore was sitting at his cabin door, a man with a hump came up to him.
"My name is Jack, and I have come a long way," said the man, "looking for Lusmore, who I have heard had his hump taken off by the fairies."
Lusmore, who was as friendly as ever, told the man everything, how he had made the addition to the tune for the fairies, and how the fairies had taken his hump. That night, Jack went to the fairies' place, and as Lusmore had described it, he heard the tune going on within the fairy place, even sweeter than before. For the fairies were singing the song in the way Lusmore had made it. The song was going on: Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, without ever stopping. Now Jack was in a great hurry to get rid of his hump, and he never thought of waiting until the fairies had finished or waiting for a good chance to improve the melody as Lusmore had done. After hearing the melody only a few times, he shouted out, without trying to match the melody or the rhythm, "Thursday and Friday!" Because he thought that if adding one day was good, two was much better. But no sooner had he shouted than he was taken up and carried to the fairies. The fairies came crowding around him with great anger, screeching and screaming and roaring out, "Who spoiled our tune? Who spoiled our tune?" And one stepped up to him above all the rest and said, "Jack, Jack, Your words came so bad in the tune we felt glad in. Here's two humps for you, my Jack. And then 20 of the strongest fairies brought Lusmore's hump and put it down upon poor Jack's back, over his own, where it became fixed solid. Then they kicked him out, and he stumbled back to his own home with two humps and a great fear of the fairies.